It's time for a Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kurt Cloud. Wesleyan Christian falling at Welch this past week, 58-26. Coach Cloud, I know that we talked last week about how this would be a tough one for you all after you'd won a few games in a row, had to go on the road to play a good team from the OSSAA ranks, and I know it was a loss, but did put up some points, and I'm sure had a few good performances there at Welch on Friday.
Yeah, we were proud of the kids and how they played. We just, quite frankly, ran out of personnel. We had a few banged up kids in the second half, and weren't able to stop them very effectively. And we lost our quarterback in the third quarter, and we lost one of our best receivers in Jarrell Martin, and defender. Both of those guys playing defense, and that really kind of hurt us. It was a close game at halftime. It was 22-20 and then they scored the last few minutes, seconds of the half, and to go up 30-22. So we were in the ball game for a while, but it just kind of slipped away from us there in the second half.
Injury-wise, those guys going forward, what's their status going to be the next several weeks here?
I think they're both okay. Jarrell Martin just had a really bad calf cramp, and the trainer spent about half an hour trying to get that rubbed out, yeah. and so he wasn't able to get back in there. And Austin Cobb has a hip flexor strain, and I think he'll be okay.
So going forward now, after that loss to Welch, and another tough one, another OSSAA team, and another game on the road, is Wesleyan Christian going to travel to Peru for a 7:30 kickoff? Your thoughts on that ball game? What do you know about Peru?
Well, I know that they're 3-0. They put up some big numbers the last couple of weeks. They scored almost 60 on Canadian earlier in the year, and offensively they seem like a pretty solid team. They have some quickness. They don't have near the size that Welch had, and so we're hoping that we can move the ball, and we get at least one of our starters back this week in Desmond Thompson, and so we're hoping that we can improve and get better and go over to Peru and give them a ball game.
One of the things that has impressed me most about you guys thus far, and just kind of talking with you and looking at your scores, is the number of points you all have been able to score so far this year. You've had a pretty stout offense. I know that's something that we've talked about in these interviews, and some of the guys that you were able to get out to the football team, athletes just making plays for you all on the field. And I know that after you had beaten a couple teams that you felt were younger and you probably should have beat the last couple of weeks, even though the result wasn't what you wanted in the end, it has to be pretty positive that when you were at full strength, you put up 22 points against a good Welch team on the road in one half.
Yeah, it was. And when we had everybody, I mean, I feel like if we would have had the whole crew in the second half, we could have probably scored just as many that next half. But we only scored one, and that's the way it goes sometimes. But yeah, we just need to get better at execution. We made some big plays that resulted in us scoring. We need to get better at the play-by-play execution when we make a 10 or 11 down drive and score. If we can put both of those together in the next couple of weeks, I think we can get a big win.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud. Once again, Mustangs lost this last week to Welch, and Wesleyan Christian is back in action. Another road contest, a lot of road games for the Mustangs early on. They're back at Peru for a 7:30 kickoff on Friday evening before they return home for a couple weeks in a row here in late September, early October. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you, Evan.